This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Not to be forgotten in all the back and forth of the presidential campaign as we hit the home stretch is this additional challenge for Hillary Clinton. How to win over Bernie Sanders voters so that come election day, they don't just stay home. One tactic is to ask them for money. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains how that's going to work.
Hillary Clinton. I first met Kira Willig at the Democratic National Convention back in July. The Bernie Sanders delegate from Miami was sitting primly with the Florida delegation, and her outfit caught my attention.
The Bernie and Hillary delegates are all wearing seersucker today, so I'm wearing a seersucker dress. I have a teddy bear in a seersucker outfit, and I have a hat that is very steel magnolia, sipping mint julep. But I have burnified it.
That's right. She burnified her hat. It was covered in Bernie Sanders stickers and buttons. At that point, we already knew Hillary Clinton had the nomination. Willig said she was willing to vote for Clinton, but that's about it.
I admit, I get an email from her every day asking me for a dollar, and Bernie didn't ask me to give her money. He asked me to vote for her.
Those emails asking for a dollar, they probably aren't really about the dollar.
Well, at this stage of the game, raising money is not one of the most important things that Hillary Clinton has to do.
Michael Heaney is a political sociologist at the University of Michigan. He says at this point in the game, Clinton doesn't really need the money. She needs some of that Bernie or bust enthusiasm to rub off on her. And according to Heaney,
the people who contribute to political candidates almost always show up and vote on election day.
Even if they've only donated a small amount. Bernie Sanders has been trying to get his supporters to turn out for Clinton, doing campaign events for her in New Hampshire.
On every issue, Hillary Clinton is the superior candidate, hands down.
Even Sanders acknowledged after the convention that it was going to be tough getting his diehards to change gears. Here he is on CBS's Face the Nation.
We have over 13 million people who supported my candidacy. And I have no doubt that there are some of those people who will not vote for Hillary Clinton. But I would say that the vast majority of them will come on board Secretary Clinton's campaign.
And many have come on board. Remember that fashionable Miami delegate from the DNC, the one that burnified her hat? It's been a couple of months since the convention, so I checked in with her. Attorney Kira Willig says she and her fellow Sanders supporters are doing what they have to do.
You know, we've reeled back on our anti-Hillary sentiments, but it doesn't mean that we're going to be out in a field office phone banking for her or donating money to her.
Willig says she will vote for Clinton, but
the sense of those of us who were people who contributed to Bernie is she doesn't need our money. She has her sources, and our money is better used for like the down ballot candidates. And so my efforts and my money have gone towards that.
And not to Hillary Clinton. Not an hour of Willig's efforts or a dime of her money. She'll only invest so much in a candidate she didn't want in the first place. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.